The Mountain West has some of the highest suicide rates in the country. Ski towns, in particular, have significantly higher rates of suicide than the national average. Mental health experts have called the issue the Paradise Paradox. It's been covered by local and national media, and earlier this year, the University of Colorado's School of Public Health published a report that cited factors ranging from financial struggles, geographic isolation, and the transient nature of resort communities as being some of the reasons places like Aspen continue to see 2 to 3 times as many suicides annually as the national average. Christina King is a local therapist who founded Aspen Strong with this issue in mind. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth spoke to King about how to incorporate better mental health hygiene into our own community.
Many of us are aware of some of the heightened mental health risks in mountain communities. We've heard about high suicide rates in places like Pitkin and Eagle counties compared to the statewide average. As a clinician, what part of this problem aren't we talking about?
Suicide and shame are best friends, and the more we wrap words around them, the less chance they have of thriving. When you ask what we can do better or what we aren't doing, I don't believe it's that we aren't talking about it. I think more so constructive, collaborative, and collective measures need to be put in place, or that already are in place, need to be fostered and cultivated better. When I talk about collaborative and collective efforts, I'm talking about how we can do more messaging, marketing, and just going back to that word talk. How do we talk about it more? How do we present it? If I know that my employment includes a free ski pass, what is it doing to address my mental health needs too? Am I being made aware that I have 5 employee assistance programming sessions that I can use? And what is that? And when can I use it? And how do I access it? So how do we create more of that talk within the big picture and also in the small pictures within little organizations all the way to just our community?
As a community, do we place too much importance on outdoor amenities and recreation when it comes to mental health? And do we need to do a better job recognizing that people have real struggles with things like depression and anxiety in places like Aspen?
Getting outside is so helpful. I don't mean to crush anyone's effort by acknowledging the great outdoors and all the beauty that takes place in our backyard, but I think we need to acknowledge that a hike at the Maroon Bells or a powder day can't take away pain and suffering. It can help to shift perspective by being outdoors, getting fresh air, surrounding ourselves in nature, or being with friends. But we need to use tools in our toolbox and people in our corner to support this shift, right? You can't just take a walk outside and absorb all that beauty and it just goes away. They do often think we miss the mark of holding space for people and finding compassion or empathy before we jump into that action mode of like, just go outside, take a deep breath. You know, those are all the right things to do, but how do we hold more space for people? How do we see them when they're in the darkest place? How do we see ourselves when we're in that darkest place?
You founded Aspen Strong as a way to incorporate better mental health hygiene into our community structure. What role do our community and elected leaders play in that goal?
I think from a leader perspective, sometimes we feel this role to tell people how to get the help or kind of instruct them of to what to do, right? Only that's not how we learn. What is more helpful and more powerful and more lasting is telling your story. If you have a brain, you have a mind, you have mental health, you can have a mental illness and have good mental health, and you cannot have a mental illness and have poor mental health. But regardless, we have it and we have all felt shame and pain. Tell the story. Be the leader we remember for telling the story, for being brave, for paving the way to allow others to know that they too can shed their shame by telling their story as well.
Finally, we're in the middle of winter and it's a pandemic. For listeners who might really be struggling or know someone who's struggling right now, what advice do you have for them or their friends and family to help?
If you're at any level of needing help, whether that is you need a mentor or you're in crisis, reach out and connect. And when I say reach out and connect, I don't know if everybody knows what that means, but when I think about it, I think of talking to my family first and foremost. I talk to my friends. I break down the story that I'm experiencing, and I know the people who are going to listen to me and hold space for me. I call my therapist. I personally have a therapist. If you are finding difficulty knowing how to access a therapist or knowing what friends to go to or how to communicate, the easiest simple answer to you is aspenstrong.org. And I say that because you can take a mental health screener, take a screener and validate those emotions and be able to communicate them or articulate them to other people. There is a list of mental health organizations and providers. All these organizations are getting together to create separate supports for people who are struggling through mental health, especially during this pandemic.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.